This is MoneyWise with Scott Quinlan from station sponsor Solace Financial across Southeast Queensland. We talk about how to grow wealth with information that is general advice only. It doesn't take into account your specific objectives, financial situation or needs. Good morning, Scott.
Good morning, Chris.
We all think about the year we're going to retire, but you can even break it down to the best month to retire?
Yes. It kind of depends, and I'll explain why. So our tax year finishes on the 30th of June every year, and we have these marginal tax rates. So the more that you earn during the financial year, kind of the higher percentage that the tax office takes. So there can be an advantage to work a little bit into the new financial year. You get up to about $20,000 in taxable income tax-free. So for some people, retire, you know, depending on how much you earn, retiring September, October is good. But if you earn a little bit more or less, then maybe that month changes. The other thing is when you retire, sometimes there is like a golden handshake, maybe a payout of annual leave or long service leave, which is all taxable. And that all affects that as well.
And then there's the Centrelink equation as well.
That's right. It depends when you're 67, when you become eligible for age pension. That's based on your age. So again, it also depends on that. So when your birthday is. But if you're not going to see a financial advisor like myself, maybe around Christmas time is generally a pretty good idea.
For a whole host of reasons. It sounds to me, though, that we do need specialist advice, or at least we'd be better off if we did have that expertise behind us.
That's
and you
right.
can help with that.
That's right. And it might be that I can just say, look, you're doing everything right and it's very simple, or we need to crunch some numbers here.
Good to see you, and we'll catch up next week. Scott Quinlan from Solace Financial across Southeast Queensland.